who are you? It turns out it's because on the big screen, they're posting basically my phone number, but one number away. And not only one number away, but like it's the number below it. Yeah. All right. So Dan's giving some instructions right now. These are important instructions. All right. Yeah. There you go. That's how it goes. Yeah. All right. You know what I got to do? You know what I got to do? All right. We need to... This is what I want. This is, okay. I need to work with the AI to make this, but this is actually something that I just okay. Here we go. All right, you ready? All right, welcome to the bar, everybody. Now at the bar. Alright, now let's play this game. By the way, the bars are closed. The bars are closed. It is now 2:59 in the AM. Sunday night, Monday morning. I don't know what you know, depends on how you wanna classify this, but
breathe out.
Breathe out. Now breathe in. Slowly. Slowly. Yes. There you go. You're doing it. You're doing it. Gotta get there, though. Yeah. So, DJ Shawa, are you ready? We're going to play.
Yeah.
We play the game. So, here's if anybody wants to call in, 415-235-6900 if you want to participate in this game. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start us off. DJ Shawa, you ready to go? Hit me with a sound effect if you're ready to go. Just pick one. Perfect. Give me one more.
That sounded like a fart.
Give me one more.
Give me one more.
Uh-huh. Nice. I love that.
I love it.
I like that a lot. Alright, here we go. Alright. Now we're gonna go around the horn. Okay.
I don't have a horn.
Have you intentionally shown cleavage to a delivery person?
Oh, fucking 100%.
Dan, this is going to be very hard for us.
Yeah.
Not a lot of cleavage between me and Dan.
Really, I've tried it.
Sorry, can I ask a follow-up? Is that allowed?
Of course, absolutely.
Why?
I mean, I was trying to get a package.
Trying to get a free pizza, baby.
Oh, that's what she
said. All right, Dan, pass that over.
Wait, oh no. I haven't read it.
Dan, pass that over, though.
Come on now.
Okay, wait, no. It's just more of the story.
Well, so for me, I mean, one of the worst feelings that I've ever experienced is UPS package is not for you. Like you're fucking, like, you open the door and the UPS guy is, like, standing
like,
there.
With I'm
the
sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you delivering this to me is not for you, bitch.
Right. It's like... And then you're like, it's deflating.
Did my voice sound lower all of a sudden?
Yo, I wonder why.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. DJ, straight Billy Davis, have you...
Oh, hi, what's up?
Have you shown cleavage to a delivery?
Oh, no. Never one time. Not a single time in my life.
Well, okay. I feel as though...
I do have a whole bit. I do. Okay. I do
like the direction we're going in.
I do have a whole bit that I...
No.
It's written out.
We're focused.
We'll not get all the way there. But have you ever heard, like, dudes compare, like, girls showing their cleavage to, like, dudes showing their balls?
No, But also, that's not at all the same.
Wait, come on. Nobody likes to see dudes' balls.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Nobody likes to see balls.
No. But you have, Dan, come on. And you have heard dudes be like, oh, shoot, like, should I just, like, show half my balls? Like, that's the same as cleavage? It's not the same as cleavage.
I don't think it's anywhere comparable to cleavage.
You've never seen that?
Literally, I am not going to reveal my age on air, but in my entire years of life, never once heard this.
Okay.
I've been
Congratulations, but I have heard it several times.
Okay.
It's probably in, like, dude circles, but every time I hear this, I go, you guys are fucking insane. Cleavage is not the same as showing your balls. I'm sorry.
Are the dude circles, like, have they done this? Like, do you know people who have done
this? No, of course they haven't.
I just like to put out
there, balls are gross and fucking sweaty and hairy and nasty.
I just like to put out there,
cleavage is beautiful and wonderful, and let's just fucking recognize the difference.
I just like to put out there that, like, ladies can show cleavage in an acceptable way, but, like,
sure. Thank you.
I'm not sure that there's a way to show balls.
There's no acceptable way.
No.
There's no acceptable way. Yeah.
First of all.
Now, look, women can go too far. They can.
I mean, we're just talking
about, you're like, yo, your titties are out, dog.
Where's the line? Point to the line.
We're just talking about,
your titty, when your whole titties are out.
If you're dressed to impress.
But also, like, I'm not going to complain.
You can have,
it's fine.
Your cleavage, like, cleavage can be out if you're dressed to impress.
Sure.
But balls?
Balls? Hell nah.
No, like, balls are not acceptable.
Keep those in your fucking pants, dog.
No, yeah. There's no state of dress where balls are on the table.
No, I think we're still on, so I think we're still on track.
First of all, I jot this down. We're never on track.
Yeah.
You don't really actually want to know if either DJ Chuck.
I'm just trying. I just feel like when I hear people say this shit, it's dudes who are mad that, like, they're not getting to date the girls with the cleavage.
That's,
you know,
interesting.
What I mean? Yeah. And sometimes you just have to accept the fact that, sorry.
And so that would cause you to flash your balls.
Well, no, they're just mad that they feel like they are not allowed to. It's the dumbest argument you've ever heard in your life. It's schoolyard bullshit. It's schoolyard bullshit.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Shawa killing it.
I like the soundboard.
Yeah.
All right,
like
Shawa, have you ever flashed your cleavage to a, what was it? To a
delivery person.
Ever one time? Cleavage to a delivery person.
That's a little too suburban for me.
Perfect. Well, that's a great answer. All right. Now, I think we move on. We move on.
We already all know the answer, so let's pass.
Yeah, no, everybody's. Everybody's answered.
Have you ever flashed your balls to a delivery person?
I thought that was mandatory.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
It's like, hello, this is my pizza.
It's like, yeah.
Let me slap my balls on top of your.
It's like, what's your pin? And you just go, like, yeah, balls. Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
Every, like, balls are like a fingerprint, right? They're like, okay. every set of balls is independent and individual.
I'm not gonna.
I don't know. I haven't done the research, but yeah.
I have a set of like really idiot friends from college, and they actually invited. They were having a very drunken night. And they invited their pizza guy up. They were like, hey. Alright. They invited their pizza guy up. They had a plan when the guy came, and they said, do you want to come upstairs and get naked with us? And his response was, hell yes, why do you think I have this job? And then it proceeded to be a really awkward experience where the guy came upstairs and got naked, but then, like, nothing else really happened for, I think, about half an hour is what they said.
I think that's because no one.
Well, yeah, it probably, yeah.
Well, it ended
Let's
up.
Let's be
just,
real.
It ended up just being a very awkward experience for everyone involved.
Hey, who wants to read their card?
I would love to do that, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, where's my card, though?
It's right there. I think you could, so here's how I'm doing it. We're just pick your poison.
Okay.
I mean, look, I have old ass eyes. You're not that old yet. I'm about to be 46 in 2 days.
Whatever. I'm going to be 49 at the end of this month. Literally the last day of February.
Woo! That's fun.
Okay.
49. What a fucking age.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Here. Sorry, 34. What's up?
Oh. Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, you can't.
The youngest person in the room.
Number five.
Number five. Okay.
Have you played a naughty party game to find out who will flirt with you?
Have you played a naughty party game to find out who will flirt with you? Well, let me roll a die real quick. No. Yes. Definitely have done that. Yeah. I think. Am I misinterpreting the question? Like,
isn't that what we're doing now?
Thank you.
Have I played?
Thank you.
Have I played like I don't know, fucking King's Corner or a drinking game or something, just to like
not King's Corner.
Just to try to get a girl to like, you know.
What is it? It's like, no, you can't put like, you know, a spade on top of a.
Yeah. So now you must flirt with me. I don't know. Yeah. You must.
You're obligated.
Yeah. You must increase our must. Isn't that a thing that you guys do?
Have you ever done that? My answer actually is no.
Okay. Love that.
Because I get into the games, and I'm so into the game. But
DJ Stairs, not very slutty. We're finding this out.
That's great. Thank you.
Objection.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Objection, Your Honor.
Yo, pass that over, baby.
You didn't even let me answer the cleavage.
No, I was... All right.
DJ Shawa. I want DJ Shawa's.
No, everybody's team.
Sure. Oh.
Thanks, Shawa. They are.
I haven't, but
how do you think
fine.
We get $84 in cash?
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
What is this soundboard you have in front of you?
She's got a lot of stuff going on, so she's locked in.
Are we still doing Busy Bar at Night ambiance?
What happened?
No, it's under your phone. It's under your phone, dog.
I have a phone. I have a car.
Oh, shit, dog. It's under your phone.
Your voice is
Don't worry about my voice, dude. My voice is fine. It's normal. This is how it always sounds.
Someone singing some very
this is how it always sounds. Okay, wait. Hold on. DJ Shower, before you say it.
Yeah. I love this. I love what's happening right now.
Before you say it, before you give us what's on your card.
Dude, I can't read my card.
That's funny. That is funny. That's funny. I like funny. I'm always down for funny. By the way, we are still at the bar. I don't know if you guys can tell by the background noise. We're still at the bar.
Especially
last call happened like a long time ago.
My number eight question is something that I'd just like to ask Shawa in a few seconds.
Uh-huh.
Because,
sure.
I just want to know the answer.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever laughed at someone's wiener?
Excellent timing. 10
that
out of 10
was fucking amazing. Okay, Shawa.
Oh my god.
Shawa.
First of all, we all know.
Let Shawa take a moment. DJ Shawa, I'm so sorry. That was fucking.
For those of you following at home, you know, just.
That took Shawa off. Oh, fucking. Oh my god, dude. She was like locked in, and then she was.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. For sure.
Was it a mistake?
Yeah.
Okay, I have my final.
Okay, she's back. Here she is. She's back. She's so back, dude.
She's like last.
She's so back, dude.
Back from where?
Wherever. Don't worry about it.
Where'd you go, Shaw?
Don't worry about it.
That would be no.
Never?
No.
Never laughed at a wiener? Dan, has any girl ever laughed at your wiener?
Not once.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But...
high five me, dude. Let's go, dog.
I've laughed at a wiener.
Really?
I'm kidding. I haven't.
Wait, I think that's probably actually true. That's not right. Anyway.
Yeah, I've never had a girl laugh at my wiener either.
I've never had a girl laugh at my wiener either.
Hell yeah, dude. Cheers. Yeah.
I mean, that's my cheers question number eight.
Cheers to that. I have had a girl, like,
digging yourself a deep hole here, whatever you're about to say. Whatever you're about to say. It's a deep hole. You know it, that's what you said.
I have had a girl laugh at every other wiener she's ever seen before mine. Yeah. Did you think that was going to go there?
No, it was somehow even worse.
Really? I don't know, I thought it was funny.
I liked the joke.
Alright.
If you like a joke, you
Dan? Wait, Dan, wait, sorry, Shawa, did you read the last one, or did...
No, because I can't read it.
Oh, no.
Do you want me to read it for you?
Yeah, I'll help you. I'm here for you, Shawa.
I read my number eight.
I'm always here for you. I'm always here for you.
Are we supposed to read one?
I don't even remember how this game works.
Right, it's right there. It's right next to you.
But I have a card full of offensive things in.
Here, I'll read it. DJ Stairs will read it. Whatever number you think is funny.
Okay, I really want to ask number three.
Okay, so, well, let's go there.
Wait, but does he really need the questions?
Not really, but I mean,
these
we just
really specific. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Pick three or eight.
Eight.
Pick.
Tiebreaker 8.
Fucking, okay, well, there you go.
I mean, there yeah. we go. Yeah. Like, let's just yeah. fucking get it moving.
Break, tie, break.
I want you to know that I'm going to read question number 3 once we're done here. But number
sure.
eight is, number 8 is, have you participated in a wet t-shirt contest?
Oh. That would be a negative.
That's the same thing.
And if I did, it would not be very fun for anybody watching.
Only 4, and 1 was for charity.
Oh, huh? Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you make a lot for some sort of really good cause
here,
on that one?
Association.
Nothing.
Yeah, and the other ones? Did you get laid afterwards?
Well, of course.
Of course. Okay. Sick. Shawa? Wet t-shirt contest? Shawa goes to fucking spring break every year, dude, right? Lake Havasu. Lake Havasu, fucking...
Every year, can't
Cancun. That's her fucking... That's where she thrives, dude. That's
my mother's name is Sue, so, like, Havasu, I don't really like it.
All right, can you read us the other one? Three? Yeah.
Number 3. Have you bitten someone's ass while dirty dancing?
Wait,
while dirty dancing?
Yeah, it's like...
I have bitten an ass.
Wait.
I have bitten an ass, but not while dirty dancing.
Wait, hang on a second. You're dancing and you're biting someone's ass?
That's really dirty.
Question, I swear to God.
It's not like... That's just...
Mind you. This is weirder. I don't even think I can read it on there.
I would love you to do it anyway, though. Yeah. This is Dive Bar Radio. We do what we want.
Definitely fucking read that.
We do what we want here.
Prepare a sound effect, DJ Shawa.
DJ Shawa. Just press a button after this.
I've lost my shit.
Quiet. Yeah.
I'll do it.
Number 1 is... I swear to God.
Okay.
Have you felt the pain of an orgasmic secretion in your eye?
Whoa!
Oh, so whoa. Like someone came in your eye?
First of all,
like that.
That's a very weird statement.
That's a really weird way to ask.
Have you felt the pain?
First of all, yes. Second of all,
it's more like burning.
Why do they have to ask it like
that? I feel like this was written by the writer has a grudge about being jizzed in the eye.
Yeah, someone got jizzed in the eye. And they're like, I have to let everyone know.
Have you ever felt that?
That's the pain. Have you ever felt it? Yeah. All right.
My favorite one actually on this card was, have you tried to hook up with a stranger you sat next to on a plane, train, or bus?
Ooh.
Wait, what was that?
That's actually fun. That's funner.
Have you tried to hook up with a stranger you sat next to on a plane, train, or bus?
Okay. I will say yes.
I'm thinking about the 14 version.
I will say yes. And I accomplished it, by the way.
Yeah.
What was this, a plane?
A plane, yes. Yep. Yeah. I sat next to a girl in a plane. when we landed. When we landed, we got each other's information. We were going to Vegas.
Of course.
I was going to Vegas for the golf world championship thing I do.
And that like hooked her. Same.
Well, because she was like, she didn't believe me. She was like, I don't believe that you're going there. There's 600 people who give a shit about you. And then we landed, and then we met up later. And I was like, look, here they all are. She was like, oh shit. Now here's the thing. Did I hook up with her? That's not part of the question. I'm just saying I tried. I'm just saying I tried. That's all. Yeah. Alright. Stepping away. You guys are on the mics.
Wait, I have one question, and it's for the ladies. It's the only interesting question I find on my card. Okay. Here it is, as written. Have you ever pretended that your vagina was talking to someone?
No. Absolutely the fuck not.
I mean, is this like, are you just like talking about like just making fucking like...
Deafening. The silence from the other end of the table is deafening.
I'm sorry.
So I need you to confirm me, can I? Holy shit.
The Rails. Okay, the new name of the show is Late Night Off the Rails. Dive Bar Radio.
Whoa! Yankee with no brim!
Shawa, I feel like you need to like continue to just, you know, experiment.
Okay. Where's that?
Experiment, develop, you know what I mean? Alright.
I like that.
Which way are you?
This way. Titan. There we go. Jesus
Christ. Okay, probably ready.
I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and we're back. All right, here we go. Are you ready? See, now, okay, yeah, no, fuck it.
We're just gonna sound a little bit like Barry White.
Look, we're just fucking, oh, it's ecstasy when you lay next to me. Alright, here we go. So, I feel like some of the problems with these cards, though, too.
You just gotta pick a question, motherfucker.
Thank you. Thank you. Into the mic, though. When you talk shit about me, into the mic, please.
I said, you just have to pick a question, motherfucker.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Except the questions are microscopic.
They are. They're tiny. They're teeny tiny.
Listen, I'm not that
I can read them. Younger. You are.
I'm not talking about you.
You're now. 10 years younger.
12.
11. Gotcha. I'm 45 now. I'm not 46 until 2 days from now.
No.
All right. 12 years?
Okay, what's the question? You can't read it, can you?
Has someone 12 years younger than you ever shit on you on the radio?
Let's get to the real fucking
you can't
talk
really,
here.
Have you... I'm going to hold it away from my face like this, just so you know. Just so you know that I can read.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Cleveland Steamer.
Have you ever had sex while a roommate was in the room? I mean, yeah. What the fuck are we talking about? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Who's
it? Are you serious? Is this a real question?
Your audience noise is putting me to sleep.
I think this is clearly a college question.
It's like emotional drama.
I know, isn't it a little bit? Alright, here's the deal. We got there. We did it. We're done. 3:22. We've been on the air for almost 2 hours.
What happened to karaoke?
No. It's coming.
Why?
It's here. It's here. Who wants to sing what?
They think that we should do.
Give me one, Shawa. What do you want? What do you want to do?
I want to do either Imagine.
Imagine. I love that.
I didn't go so well a couple years ago.
No, that's a good one.
Or
Imagine is a great one.
I burned my lip.
Did you? Oh, you gotta be careful. Yeah.
Or
so you have to turn it.
I know.
Slowly.
We are the world.
If you turn it too fast, it's bad. Yeah.
Or we are the world.
No, let's do Imagine first. I mean, we're definitely doing I Left My Heart. I mean, that's happening.
What?
Someone else do some fucking. Because I've been doing.
Come on.
I've been doing a ton of these.
I know. You're such a trooper.
I don't even remember. Do what I can.
Oh. Thank you.
Taking the.
This is my chapter leader.
It's not a speed eating race. You can take your time.
Sure.
Is speed eating?
First of all, you gotta do like a little bit,
and also you gotta keep doing like more and more, like get your lungs filled up with nitrous until you can't.
Whoa! What are you talking about?
That's not what we're doing here. Until you move into a different realm.
That's not what we're doing here. We're chilling out.
Oh shit!
We're having a good time.
Are we still on the radio?
Yeah, we're on the radio, dog.
Okay. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think we might need to pivot to karaoke.
You like said that we were done.
Yeah, I thought we were done.
Yeah, I mean, thank God I didn't.
We're almost done. We're almost done.
We don't have to be done. I can go for another hour.
Yeah, no, I mean, I could
show off.
What are we doing tomorrow? I ain't doing shit.
Can I have some of those ruffles?
Yeah, ruffles. Okay.
Why are you protecting those ruffles like they're?
Yeah. Why are you just like acting like those ruffles are all yours? When there's so many other people in the world who need ruffles.
You can have the rest. There's like 5 chips of them.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want all five of your chips. Don't try to make me feel fucking guilty about taking
all
of your ruffles.
When you hand ruffles to another man.
Another man? The implications.
I would just like the rest of you, and I know this is audio based, but like I want everyone else to look at the ruffles that I took out of the bag.
I'm just saying, when you hand ruffles,
I would like
fine, to another human. Oh no, fuck! Now we've
no. Everyone has to put one in their mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
I mean, I would like a ruffle now if we're doing this. Okay. What are we doing now? Am I the only one who doesn't have a ruffle?
I like the rule that everyone has to put it in their mouth.
I think everyone should get a ruffle.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm a communist. I'm a communist when it comes to ruffles. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
Yeah, hang on.
1, 2, 3, ruffle.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I already ate my ruffle.
Oh, that ruffle is good, dog. Oh, shit. Why? Is that a fucking... Is that a cheddar cheese?
Yeah, it is.
It is a cheddar cheese. Okay.
It's
cheddar and sour cream.
Yeah, it's cheddar, yeah.
Thank you, Shawa.
Don't forget sour cream.
That was perfect. All right, here we go. Let's imagine a world. Let's imagine a world where there were ruffles for everybody, okay?
I'd like to imagine dragons.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I hate them.
Here we go.
Do you guys want to get canceled?
No. Well, I mean, they can't cancel us. This is fucking Dive Bar Radio. This is Dive Bar Radio. They can't cancel us.
I'm not doing this.
Ooh. Imagine all the people.
Yeah.
Imagine there's no heaven.
It's easy if you try.
Imagine all the people
unzipped a man's zipper. That's question number 7 in my card. And again, I want to say to people, you know, no matter how bad you think things are, they will get better.
Yeah.
And
I mean, or they won't.
Oh.
You know.
a beautiful moment. Come on.
It was beautiful.
Some of us need to hear that shit.
That is true.
Maybe.
Some of us do.
Sometimes life piles it on.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true as well.
You know, you're stronger than you think, and you can fucking carry it. Just go.
Okay. Listen, I love this. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. You guys got one more in you?
I got...
Barely.
I got like five more in me.
All right. I want to do a big song. Can we do a big song?
I want to do the biggest song.
That was epic. All right.
Someone give me a paper towel.
Listen, we're doing the biggest and the best karaoke song of all time. This is the one. This is what everybody does every time they go out.
Oh, Journey?
No, oh, Sweet Caroline.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't we already do this?
I don't think so.
And by we, I mean y'all.
I don't think so.
Could you do Don't Stop Believin'?
We could.
No.
That's my favorite. And that's my favorite end song. And you know what? Because fuck you. It's the cheesiest song ever.
I know, and it's great.
But also,
you're gonna have to hit those high notes.
But also, Don't Stop Fucking Believin', you piece of shit.
You have one positive open mind. This is the result.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring began the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Yeah.
look at the night. Land, it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two
or three or four.
Uh-huh. And when I hurt. Hurt runs off my shoulders.
It really doesn't.
How can I hurt when I'm holding you? Touching one, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
I think it should be Sweet Madeline.
Sweet Madeline? You want to do it? Oh, I like that. It's Madeline, but yeah, let's go.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Sweet Madeline, ba-ba-ba, your time never seems so good. So good, so good, so good. Sweet Madeline, ba-ba-ba, I believe they never could. Real sad at the end there, doesn't it?
I almost cried.
Thank you.
I almost
I mean, that was the whole point, was to make you cry. But yeah.
You don't even have to listen. You don't have to.
That's the point of life, isn't it?
Yeah. I just want to make someone else cry on my way out.
Listen.
Actually, that's, you know.
It never even works.
Okay.
You sort of hope someone
I got cried, actually. Right? Okay, hold on. Wait a minute.
I believe, you know, that's the reference.
You're flashing your balls to the delivery guy.
Oh, I only put my balls on the pool table.
Yeah.
Full circle.
You guys ready for this one, though? Fuck.
No.
The delivery guy gets.
We're not done yet.
No.
I don't know, but if this is my tits, Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
No, I'm sorry, it's not.
Oh, wait. I had something to say.
Oh, shit.
Because you were asking me about flashing tits earlier, right?
Uh-huh. I was.
I have this ongoing dive bar project, actually.
All I know is I didn't see any tits.
It's taken a long time to it's been years I've been working on this. I so far only have 3 bars collected, but I was working on an ode to a tribute to 6 a.m. dive bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have pictures of me in front of Clooney's, in front of
Pops.
Delirium when we used to open at 6 a.m., and in front of, God, there's another one.
Pops, Gino, and Carlo.
Pops is the big one.
Yeah.
I haven't done Pops yet.
Wow.
Pops still lives at 6 a.m.
I still have to do
Gino's.
Aces.
And then,
I still have to do
500 Club was another one that used
500
to.
500 Club,
yeah. 500 Club doesn't anymore.
They used to.
They don't.
So I have 500 Club, Delirium, and.
So you're missing only one.
I'm missing
one.
A lot,
yeah,
of
a couple.
Them.
Yeah.
No, they're Silver.
But with your titties out.
Yeah, I have pictures of me in front of all those.
I'll help with this project, by the way. This is I'm in.
But I haven't completed, you know, I think there's at least like.
We could do this today.
4. Yes.
For legal purposes, this is a joke.
And then maybe I'll make it into a calendar.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So that was my announcement.
Okay.
Okay.
Love it.
I forgot. You
guys have my attention.
Yeah.
Titties at 6 a.m. I'm
exactly.
In.
Titties at 6 a.m.
Yes,
the calendar.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Oh, boy. All right, well, here we go.
Wait, hold on. How did we pivot to that?
Pivot to what?
Listen, we're done with
it's
that. That's That was,
when
that just, that happened. It's over now.
Okay, we're talking about.
It's open. Oh. It's over now.
Good.
see my it's time for this now.
Does it start like this?
It does. It does. I used to, a band of mine used to cover this.
Skid Row?
No, it's Bon Jovi.
Oh, it is Bon Jovi. 18 and what?
No, no.
Nope. No.
Are you serious? What's part of that? I'm not so long ago.
Tommy used to work on the docks. The union been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. Ooh, so tough.
Oh, everybody listening is loving this, dude.
Gina works the diner all day. Working for a man. She brings home a pay for love. Ooh,
I think I'm there.
That was hard. All right. Are we good? Did we do it?
We did.
I think we did it.
What was that?
I think we did it. That was actually perfect. All right.
Oh, I love it.
We gotta do the last one.
Those two go together.
This is the last one. This is when we say goodbye.
What? Oh.
Been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home.
city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Thank you. Come on, let's go.